This week on Step Your Geek Up, episode 34, it is our Comic-Con Spectacular. I'm going to warn everyone in advance, the quality is not too hot because all these recordings are off my phone. We start off on the way home the first night from the con. The next day we do another one in the morning or at night. And the next day, we do a couple out having some drinks, meeting some cool people, and then we do one on the way home. So the quality's not too hot, but I thought it'd be really cool to bring everyone our experience at Comic-Con for those of us, for those who aren't as fortunate to be able to make it to the West Coast and hit Comic-Con. So enjoy. It's kind of crazy, particularly when we're having drinks, but it's hilarious, and I really hope you guys like it. So remember, if you want to visit us or get in touch, it's facebook.com/SYGU podcast. And there's also other ways to get in touch with us. If you want to email, we need those. StepYourGeekUp@gmail.com. And our Twitter and Instagram is @StepYourGeekUp. So please, please enjoy episode 34 of Step Your Geek Up. Comic-Con Spectacular.
Getting up for work is a struggle. Playing all night till you come down with carpal tunnel. For the gamers, we forsake meals and sleep to beat a game. They only had a week, so peep. It's for the gamers. Play your game and beat it, but won't stop till they unlock all the achievements.
Welcome again.
Step Your Geek Up.
Episode 34.
Kenny and Matt here.
34.5.
We'll say 34.1 because we'll have a couple more of these little mini episodes.
But I'm just going to cram them all together so they're not going to be pretty.
So this will be 34.1. And so, then tomorrow will be like 0.2.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So basically, we are on the way back to the hotel from our first day at Comic-Con,
where Matt almost sparked a riot in Hall H.
Matt had some fun. I saw a lot of video game shit. Because I don't give a fuck about Dexter.
Oh, Dexter. That, dude, it's the final season. You got to go to the Dexter panel on the final season. Yeah.
I went through a bunch of game stuff. Go for it, Matt. Give us a rundown. What'd you do today?
Rundown. So, I was actually here yesterday at preview night and got to see all the floor, like, prior to a bunch of people, stuff like that. So, it was a blast. Today, I watched the panels for Ender's Game, some Disney Animation Studio stuff, a bunch of shorts that were, like, nominated to the Oscars, things like that. I also saw, what else did I see stuff for? Divergent, some book that's getting made into a movie. Ender's Game, I already said, right? Dexter. And then, oh, Trailer Park was actually really cool. They just showed all the upcoming trailers.
Yeah, I wanted to see that.
That was actually really cool. They gave us, like, 3D glasses for some of the trailers that were in 3D.
Shit.
It was actually really cool.
That's like a Comic-Con tradition.
Yeah, that's what he said. It was like, Comic-Con, now you guys know the tradition of Comic-Con, Trailer Park. So that was cool. And we got to see Terry Gilliam's new flick, which was killer. Like, it looked so cool. It was a complete, just mind-raping acid trip. You know, I was ready to take, like, blue or red pill right there before that one came on. It was awesome.
That's
and,
it?
Well, I just stayed in Hall H all day. And then we had Dexter. Dexter, dude. Oh, you want me to tell you what happened to Dexter? Are you going to do a recap of what you saw? What are we doing?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I'll do it quick. I was with Matt in line for Hall H, but I left and went to all the game panels. So, per our Comic-Con tradition, we only saw each other for about an hour in the morning.
Yeah.
So, then we just both went our separate ways. But I had to sit through a Battlestar Galactica panel because I didn't want to wait in a line outside, so I figured I'd sit inside.
Oh, and just a quick side note. We're actually recording this in the car while driving, so the audio is going to be super balls shit right now. So, just...
No. Yeah, and...
If you're complaining, it's going to go in deaf ears because we don't really care.
Yeah, our thoughts are going to go all over the place, too, because we still got to find out where the fuck this hotel is. So then, right after that first panel was the panel for Halo. And it wasn't necessarily for Halo. It was for the making of... It was kind of like an overview of Halo. And then, more importantly, Spartan Assault, which is the new Halo mobile game for phones, tablets. I think it's only for Windows devices, though.
Nice.
So, good job, Microsoft. Just... not getting as many sales as you could be. But that was pretty cool, and they showed off some killer videos. The game itself looks rad. I'm not even a Halo fan. The in-game cinematics are fucking bitching.
Nice.
Like, who would Who would have thought those could go on a mobile device? And then at the end, they gave out like 10 Windows tablets,
nice.
Which I would have loved to have, but I didn't get lucky enough. So
didn't get that Oprah seat.
Gold, there's a golden ticket under some of the chairs.
They pulled the Oprah.
Check your new seats, everybody! You're getting a free tablet!
You get a card! You get a card!
You get a tablet! You get a tablet!
But, that... I'm wondering when they put the tickets there.
Oh, dude, it was probably... They probably did it, like, before their...
So no one goes into that hall and just thinks about this... Reaches under their chair, finds a ticket before the panel even starts. What happens then?
Dude, people don't look under their seats.
I'm going to do it tomorrow.
Especially in public places like that. There's like gum and shit on the bottom of seats.
I'm going to start doing it everywhere I go.
Everywhere you go, just check bottom of chairs.
Yeah. Anyways, after that was... Oh, shit. See what I mean about forgetting?
Yeah.
Oh!
No, but you saw... You went and saw...
Batman.
Yeah, oh.
Arkham Origins.
Ooh.
Buddy.
And that was pretty cool too. That was I'd say arguably the most entertaining one of the day. They had the voice actor of the Joker and Batman up on stage the whole time, and no wonder those guys are voice actors because they're fucking fun.
Yeah.
Everything once those guys got introduced, man, everything was just funny, and you know it had its serious spins, but. You know, they were always there to kind of make it a little more lighthearted. But Arkham Origins looks bitching. I wish I would have loved to see a little more gameplay. It is playable at Comic-Con right now.
Nice.
At the Sony booth. I haven't been able to play it. But they did show some bitching cinematics that weren't shown anywhere before. And some crazy Batman skins. And what's her name?
Who? Oh, you're talking about the villain?
Yeah.
Copperhead. Yeah.
Copperhead is going to be in Arkham Origins.
Yeah,
the whole place freaked out when they saw it.
As they should have.
After that... Oh, that was... After that was the Blizzard product showcase. And I loved it. But that's just me.
Shameless plugs.
But they did it so much better this time.
The thing that I really like about that you showed me those pictures is for the bedtime story, the kids' book, the children's book. That looked awesome. That looked so adorable and amazing.
Yeah.
My babies will be raised upon World of Warcraft.
Oh, yeah.
Way to start them young, Blizzard. Yeah. Looking like cigarettes.
Yeah. Way to get them into war and violence, nice and young.
Yeah. Looking like cigarettes.
But I really like the Blizzard panel.
Okay.
They showed some really fucking cool statues, and they took a total different path. Last year it was like Mega Bloks, Mega Bloks, Mega Bloks. Hey, we got this Mega Bloks thing.
There's a board game.
And this year they're like, okay, you know, we're really broadening our horizon. We're trying to get our product into all these different areas. And I thought it was cool. I actually really enjoyed it. And then,
So, the coolest parts that I saw...
Rise!
Dude.
Rise.
Yeah, you gotta see Rise.
Yeah.
So, Kenny...
Rise for Xbox One, that was cool.
...was shitting on Rise when I mentioned it from E3. Call of Duty with swords, and tell him how much you love it now, Kenny.
Yeah, I saw Matt right after I go, hey, I know I made fun of it, but Rise looks fucking cool. Because I sat in on a panel for it.
Who was right? Matt was right.
And if they were showing the whole mocapping they had to do, I would have loved to see some fucking gameplay. Show me some gameplay.
They did an E3. You should watch the E3 stuff on it. They showed you
No. I want to see gameplay there.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see it there.
Yeah.
If there's any demos I love, it's live demos.
True blue.
But, and the Capcom one, I got to see more shit on,
DuckTales.
DuckTales?
Ooh. Ooh.
No, Dead Rising 3.
DuckTales.
And then they revealed Strider.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, the game. And it looks fucking awesome.
Nice.
You'll just have to look up a video for me to...
I'll have to check it out, yeah.
So, Matt, your favorite part. Go.
So, Hall H, the Disney, like, animated short stuff was amazing. There's a couple of videos that were just killer. The one, like, short animated film was called Paper Man, and it was actually done by Disney. And this thing, it was the first... Oscar Academy Award that Disney had won in 40 years was from this little animated short.
Damn.
And it was amazing. Like, there was all of your emotions. It was a complete roller coaster of emotions. This little animated short called Paper Man. I mean, it was maybe 5 to 7 minutes long, and it was beautiful and funny and heartwarming. I mean, I had tears behind my eyes just ready to pop, dude. Like, it was amazing. But probably my favorite part is they, Paperman was great, but there's two, actually. Entertainment Weekly had a panel with three amazing directors, Mark Webb and Edgar Wright being two of them, and then the director of, I can't remember the movie that he did. He was a good director. Unfortunately, I can't remember his name. I'm doing him a disservice because he's really good, but Edgar Wright was up there talking, just having fun. They were doing great stuff, him and Mark Webb. But the best was Ender's Game panel. Cool thing about Ender's Game panel is they're going to have a secret guest at the Ender's Game panel. And everybody was whispering Harrison Ford. But he's only been to one other Comic-Con his whole life. And this guy's been in some of the best comic movies ever. Like, nerd movies ever. And he's only been to one other Comic-Con. So he walked out, dude. And it was amazing. Chris Hardwick was moderating for it. And it was hilarious. Harrison Ford was just, like, super old school, chillax, like, just amazing. Just everything you knew that guy was. Absolutely amazing. So I'm have to give the nod to Harrison Ford at Ender's Game. And Ender's Game looked so stupidly good. I cannot believe how good that movie looked. Oh, can't wait for it.
Man, I don't have any moment that was that cool.
But I even have a cooler moment, I think, too.
But I did see, like, a kajillion different games, so that was nice. I saw Matt got much more of the show and the movie aspect. And
I did all movies, TV
shows. I dived
shows
into the games.
Yeah, I went all movies and TV shows today.
I don't know. One of my highlights, personally, was when at the Blizzard panel, they had a statue of a Diablo that this company, I can't remember the name now, that they had made, that they make all these statues for Blizzard. And it looked like a cool statue. You could tell it was colored. And then the guy goes, all right, lights. And they turn on the lights. Diablo fucking glue.
Nice.
Fucking red glows through the crevices of this statue. And it was so fucking rad. And the whole crowd, like, cheered and freaked out because it was, like, it was fucking cool. And then the one they're doing with Deathwing, they said they're looking to add lighting into that, too.
Nice.
But, I don't know. I like the guy dressed up as Walter White.
Yeah, that was cool.
I saw straight up Heisenberg. Like, I had to do a double take. He walked by me, and I kind of freaked out because I thought it was Bryan Cranston at first. And it was a guy dressed up just like Heisenberg.
Yeah, it was just awesome. It was a good first day. Dexter panel was great. I asked Jennifer Carpenter for her little name tint. She gave it to me, so that was awesome. And people were mad about it, dude. People were pissed that I asked for a personal thing like that. And they were...
Sure.
People were angry and yelling. But then everybody else was like, that's awesome. People wanted to take pictures with me afterwards. Like, I definitely split that crowd in half.
Only Matt would have the balls to ask a stupid question like that in front of 7,000 people.
And the best part about it was I wore it with my Jane hat, my Firefly hat, my beanie. My Jane Beanie.
That's no, special.
The shit, dude. I'm the shit.
Just plug your flash drive into your beanie, dude.
Oh, and Kenny got me again.
I got mad again.
Got me a brown coat flash drive, which was awesome of him. It's a good move. It's a classy move, Kenneth Gary.
Hey, hey.
Real class act.
Sometimes
right there.
You just gotta give a little.
Real class act.
Give a little bit.
Give a little bit of your heart. Anyway, so, I mean, that was my day one, dude.
We'll probably, maybe we'll do a quick snippet on the way tomorrow.
No.
Like 5 minutes over. No?
No.
Oh, because it's going to be like 4 a.m.
It's going to be early.
Yeah.
I'm still convincing myself that I'm going to be up that early, but I won't, I don't think.
It's 10:30 p.m. right now. We're not at the hotel yet. And we're trying to figure out if we should be getting up at 3:30 in the morning to go get wine.
Yep. We're going to have to. We're just going to have to. We have to do it.
Do we have to?
Have to. It's Comic-Con, Kenny.
I know it's
Comic-Con. You sleep when you're dead.
I don't know, man.
Sleep. Dude, I'm going to bring, like, a hotel towel and shit like that, like, so I can, like, put on the ground and use it as a pillow.
Dude, if I get there at 5, 6 in the morning, I'm not going to want to try to sleep.
I am. So I'm going to pass out for like 3 hours. I'm going to be snoring and shit. People are going to
whatever you say.
Me.
All right. You'll hear from us tomorrow.
Step your geek up.
Episode 34.275, I don't know.
Version 2.0.
Today is Friday, July 19th.
It is Friday, shit. Is it Friday.
July 19th?
Yes.
July 19th, it is currently 8:40, and me and Matthew are driving through San Diego on the way back to our hotel.
8:35.
And we just got done with our second day at Comic-Con. So, what time did you wake up this morning, Matt?
The first time or the second time?
The real time, when you actually got your ass out of bed.
The real time when I actually got up to go take a dump was 3:20.
So, I woke up at 3:30, and so we were in line for the big hall at Comic-Con at
Hall H.
5:10.
Hall Hellhole.
Hall H. Hold 6,000. And people were camping in line at 6 o'clock last night.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we already told you guys when we left last night, there's already waiting in line. We went there this morning, and there was probably 400 people in line when we got there this morning.
And Matt has an awesome friend who was in line at 11 o'clock last night.
Yeah.
So we did a...
And you know who you are. I'm not going to say your name because I don't want anybody to think of me badly. But you know what? You paid it forward. You did the ultimate Comic-Con bro code move. And I love you for it.
But we got there and we found him. He happened to be on the edge of a line. And he was like, hey, yo, how about you step in this line right quick? Everyone asleep.
No one's gonna notice. Everybody knows sawing them logs, setting them Z's up.
Yeah, so anyways, we got in line. It got condensed. We got into the hall about 9:30. Thank God, because I don't know if we would have gotten in.
We wouldn't have gotten in for quite a few hours.
So, first panel. World's End.
World's funniest thing I've probably been a part of.
It was the best opening panel I think I've ever seen.
I've laughed more at that panel than I have at some stand-up shows.
Yeah.
It was amazing. Simon Pegg, Nick Frost, Edgar Wright, Chris Hardwick moderating for it.
Yeah.
And at World's End. Just amazingly hilarious.
Great concept. I like it.
A great concept of Nick Frost, Simon Pegg, buddies from back in the day, go back to the hometown, all adults, and go on a 12-bar crawl and end up meeting up with some sci-fi alien shit and get down. And it looked amazing.
Yeah, it looked really cool. It was fucking hilarious. It was so good.
And this is part 3 of their Cornetto, ice cream trilogy.
And it's one of those movies where you can tell, holy shit, look at this car in front of us.
What car?
Oh, he's like just swerved all night.
Oh, yeah, that Mercedes. Hey, yeah. When you got expensive cars, you can drive like an asshole.
Yeah, welcome to San Diego. But it's cool because you can really see that friend relationship between them on screen and sitting at the panel.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you can tell, like, they're just fucking, they walk into each other's houses, they don't knock, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, whatever.
Those are type of people, for sure.
Panel after that. Oh, Veronica Puff.
Veronica Mars, the movie.
Aww.
And you know what? They were hyped up, they had some good fans there for them. Good on them, but that shouldn't have been in Hall H.
It should not have been in Hall H at all.
Should not have been a Hall H.
Veronica Mars, the show from 2006?
I don't know. I never watched that show. I think it was 2004.
It got canceled.
All I know is Kristen Bell's in it. She's hot. So.
Yes, this is true.
What was the year Sarah Marshall came out? That was the year it got canceled. That was like...
Sarah Marshall came out like 2008?
2008, so 3 years prior, 2005?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll go with that.
Yeah, that works. 2005. It was canceled back then. A Kickstarter got going, and which was really fucking impressive.
Yeah, set records. Like that.
What was it, $100,000 in an hour?
$200,000 in like the first hour or something crazy, and then over $2 million in the first 10 hours. Like, it's just
fucking crazy,
insane.
But so they did a whole panel on the movie, which is fine. But that shit should not have been in Hall H. No, I totally agree.
Not a Hall H worthy panel.
They should have put Walking Dead 10th anniversary comic panel in Hall H.
I wish they would have done that. That'd have been amazing.
So, Veronica Mars sucked. I played on my iPad the whole time.
I listened to Game of Thrones on Audible, so
And then...
But you know what? I just want to give them a cheers. Like, good people. They seem like they're having a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. No, they seem like they're very passionate and they love what they do.
Mad
that's what
props
matters,
to them.
Know?
Mad props to
them. It was just... I wasn't interested
it
in
definitely
that,
so. Was something where I wish I could have got a Howl H for an hour and done some shit while I was waiting on them.
Yeah, like, the cast seemed very excited just to be around each other again.
Yeah, for sure.
And that was really cool.
I definitely
see.
Saw the love.
What was after that?
And then we went right into something cool.
It wasn't Walking Dead.
No, there's something in between that.
Oh, wasn't the thing with the bones?
No, that was the scene with the Sony panel.
Fuck, what was it?
I don't know. It wasn't that good, obviously.
That's gonna bug me now. Oh, it's gonna bug me. Okay, we're just gonna keep going then, because I don't know
what it was. Yeah, I don't know what it was. Or did they just have a long break or something?
No, because that was from... No, it probably was Walking Dead.
I think it was Walking Dead,
yeah,
dude.
Okay.
Because Walking Dead was like 2:30, right?
Walking Dead was 1...
3:30.
No. Game of Thrones was at like 3:15.
Okay, so that... Yeah, that was perfect timing. Yeah, because we got in it like... Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, sorry for boring you guys. By the way, we're recording in the car again.
Yeah, and our minds are just fried. We obviously haven't written anything down, so.
Yeah, and what? We got up at 3:30, and it's 9 o'clock. And
right now.
Yeah. Walking Dead panel. First off, let's say that opening trailer that we got to see first in the world.
For new season, looked
holy
amazing.
Shit. I was lucky enough to be in the Walking Dead panel last year, and they did the exact same thing, actually.
Ooh, my goodness.
But, man, that looks fucking intense.
Looks
that
great,
looks
man.
Very intense.
Yeah.
On the edge of your seat, you know. What'd you think about the panel overall?
You know, they were so serious with each other, and they were really trying to, like, I think the questions from the fans are really good, but the moderator himself, like, Chris Hardwick, does Talking Dead, you know, he just kind of stole the show. Like, he didn't really let the fans do a whole lot with it, seemed like.
And that's, he does, and like, that first panel, too, he does an incredible job at monitoring, but there is...
And asking cool questions, I definitely agree, but he needs... I think that's the kind of panel where you let the fans just take all.
He's got
it.
To pump the brakes a little bit.
I agree.
Because sometimes he's like that little kid who didn't take his Ritalin in the morning, and he's just like, oh, yeah,
But he just does such a good damn
job.
Oh,
he does. I can't be pissed.
Yeah, I can. Because I wanted to ask a question, and we were running so long, I never got to ask my questions. So.
Yeah. But if anyone's got to moderate Walking Dead, it's him.
It has to, yeah. You know, he's just Talking Dead, and I love that little after show that he does with, you know, guests and stuff like that. So
yeah, I need to start watching that.
Oh, it's cool. It's a nice little like half hour after the show and stuff like that.
So. But Walking Dead was cool. I don't feel like there was as much as I wished. I felt like it was like panels are great. You get a lot of cool info, but. Frankly, I want to giggle a little too.
Yeah, I would have liked, you know, and that just seems like it's a crew that acts super well.
They're serious.
Know what was between them, the two?
What?
Was the Kick-Ass 2.
Oh my god, and Riddick.
And Riddick. And those were great.
Kick-Ass 2
looks amazing.
Looks fucking awesome.
Riddick even looks really good.
And it was a funny panel. Who moderated that?
That one was moderated. But, I don't know, some guy. And he did a good job.
Yeah. And then Riddick
was McWeeny. It was McWeeny from some, like, gaming or some movie blog. Remember his name was McWeeny?
Yeah, something
fun
like
of
that.
It? Yeah.
Kick-Ass 2 looks fucking rad.
Yeah, Kick-Ass 2 was awesome.
Riddick looks
that
fucking
panel.
Awesome, too.
Yeah, both those panels are really, really good, actually.
Yeah.
Now that I remember it, they were awesome.
And then, so Walking Dead was okay.
Yeah.
And then we went into Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones started off the biggest bang.
That was the best.
That was awesome.
The best opening for a panel.
Yeah. They recapped everybody that had ever been killed in the shows. And they do all the even like the named characters. And then at one point they're even like doing casting.
Roman soldiers, 48 through 900. And it just shows people getting chopped up.
Yeah.
Basically.
The Baratheon army in the boats just getting annihilated by the dragon fire. Like
basically it started and the screen's black and then it says In Memoriam.
Yeah.
And the song Don't, It's So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday by Boyz II Men starts playing. And then it just starts showing every person little clips with their names underneath and them just getting brutally murdered.
Yeah.
Or killed, however it was.
Every one of them. It was awesome.
And it went on for like 4 or 5 minutes.
Yeah, it was
good. Fucking ruled. And everyone in the crowd was like crying.
Yeah.
Because it was so, it was put together so fucking well.
It was put together great, man. It was awesome. Like, they just, I wish they would have given us a little bit more exclusive stuff with them, but you know what? I thought it was a good panel. I thought the actors themselves, actresses, did a really good job of, like, keep being involved and answering questions, stuff like that.
So. And also kind of smiling a little, too.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
You know, giggling when they need to.
100%.
I still love it that whenever What's-His-Name talks, someone always yells, King of the North.
Yeah, Robb Stark. Anytime he said anything, he said, King of the North!
Last year, I swear, the same guy was in that panel doing that.
Yeah, they were great, man. That was a really awesome
And then people
panel.
Were yelling, Khaleesi, right?
Khaleesi, yeah. Everybody yelled Khaleesi.
But, that was a cool panel, too. The author fucking rules.
The author was awesome.
Man, every time someone tries to question that guy, he's just like, nah.
No.
Like, what, someone said, well, why do you get rid of these characters? And then he said something like, well, the good thing is, since I write about them, I can always make more.
I can always make more.
And I was just like, yes!
Yeah, he's like, well, here's the thing. He's like, I can always make more characters, and that's great for everybody, because you get new stories, and actors get work. So, I was like, yes.
After that was Blop.
It was Game of Thrones, and then it was the Sony panel.
No, there wasn't something between that?
No, it was the Sony panel, like, right after that. That's how we stayed. And the Sony panel had 4 movies in it, though.
And at first, I was like, fuck, I gotta stay for this. And then the first one they showed was Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
2.
And that looks fucking awesome. And I love the first one.
And see, I never really watched all the first one.
Terry Crews came out?
Yeah, Terry Crews. Most of you will know him as the guy from Old Spice commercials or Cheeseburger Eddie.
Cheeseburger Eddie. I got cheeseburgers.
Cheeseburger Eddie, dude. Killed it.
He's not from the Old Spice commercials.
Yeah, he is. The guy, he's like, Old Spice! Blowing shit up.
I thought you were talking about the other guy.
No, not the smell horse. Like a man guy. No.
And then...
Also Expendables, you know?
Yes.
Terry Crews does a great job in Expendables.
We didn't pass it, did we?
No.
Okay.
We only drive for like 10 minutes.
So then, after that, we did Bone, Gay, Stupid.
So that one, it was that, and then it was RoboCop.
What was that movie called?
And then it was Magical Instruments, City of Bones.
Yeah.
And then it was...
Amazing Spider-Man 2.
I thought there was one more in there. No, there was 5.
No, it was 4.
It was 4. Okay, so yeah, then Amazing Spider-Man 2.
So, with the City of Bones, that was really stupid.
That was really
weird.
Me
and Matt were both falling asleep. I actually went out and walked a lap around the floor because I was bored.
Yeah, I was dead. I was dying.
RoboCop.
I was surprised. Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be a great movie by any means.
I don't know if it is either because
but
it doesn't...
It should be fun.
Yeah, it should. It should be... Interesting to watch.
Should be a fun movie.
And Samuel Jackson's in it.
Michael Keaton. I was more blown away by Michael Keaton than anybody. I really like Keaton.
We saw a lot of fucking stars today.
Yeah, we did. Peter Dinklage killed it at Game of Thrones, man.
After that, we did Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yeah.
That was... I've said it before, I'm not a Spider-Man fan. I want to see that movie now.
I was very disappointed with Amazing Spider-Man. I never even really liked the kid in that, Andrew Garfield. I was very disappointed with him. But after today's panel, I am now more excited for Spider-Man 2 next year, summer, than anything else right now.
It looks so good.
And Andrew Garfield has made me one of his biggest fans now, just from the statements he's making about LGBT stuff, like things like that.
Oh, you know, even cooler than that, though.
And the fact that he came out as Spider-Man for the kids and just played Spider-Man. And he was in the costume, and it was just straight Spider-Man for 10
and I was confused at first, and then I was like, oh, he's doing this for the kids. So they know, oh, that's Spider-Man.
That's Spider-Man.
And everyone on the panel played along.
Everybody was
like,
addressing him as Spider-Man. The director was addressing him as Spider-Man. You know, Spider-Man was Spider-Man.
His nameplate said Spider-Man.
Yeah, and Andrew Garfield was somebody completely different.
Yeah, and then when they played the trailer, when the lights came back on, he was on stage.
He was on stage.
But he wasn't Spider-Man.
Yeah.
You know?
No one ever saw him.
He was just like,
Spider-Man.
Yeah, sorry for being late, guys.
Yeah,
like,
I'm sorry I'm late.
It was a really cool, like, and everyone kind of laughed. And, like, you know, all the adults knew what was up.
Of course.
You know, but it's cool for kids, though, you know.
For the kids to see, like, Spider-Man was there. Oh, my gosh. It's him. It's really Spider-Man. Like, that was a really cool moment.
And then Jamie Foxx was there, too. And I fucking love Jamie Foxx.
I like the way you die, boy.
He said that into the mic to someone.
Yeah, he said it to Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Spider-Man was talking about how he really liked Django.
Yeah, and then he said, I like the way you die, boy.
I like the way you die, boy.
But, it was, I love that panel. That panel was fun.
We got to see Voltage get revealed, Jamie Foxx's villain.
I thought it was called Electro.
Electro. I don't know why I said Voltage.
High voltage. It was great. It was a killer panel. I had a lot of fun. Amazing Spider-Man 2 looks very cool.
Looks awesome. Very pumped.
The stars we saw today. Go. The star we met today. Fuck all that other shit.
The star I spotted out of nowhere, and I made sure me and Kenny, I was like pushing Kenny towards him, like, go faster.
We gotta meet him.
We gotta shake his hand. We gotta meet him. I just wanna say hi. I was like, don't draw attention to ourselves, but I'm like being loud and weird about it. Paul F. Tompkins, my man. Paul F. Tompkins.
It was rad. He was dressed in an all-white suit.
But here's the thing, though, Kenny. Is Paul F. Tompkins always dresses like that. No matter where he goes, he's always, like, in a suit and tie. Like, he's just a cool guy like that. That's how he always dresses. And to see him and for it to come up, I was like, Paul, like, you're the man. You know, I love what you're doing. Like, I've gone to UCB and seen you so many times. And the first thing he asks me,
what's your name?
Thanks, man. What's your name?
So cool.
The coolest shit ever. Like, Paul F. Tompkins, I know you're a close friend of the show and you listen to this all the time. Thank you so much, man. Like,
but when he saw us, he had a genuine smile on his face.
He did. Like, he was like,
it wasn't fake. It wasn't hey.
Yeah.
It was like, hey. And then I would shake his hand. He's like, your name? When I shook his hand, too. And I was shit. You know, it was cool.
Such a cool guy. Like, it's so cool. Like, he's one of my favorite comedians of all time. You know, he does the Paul F. Tom or podcast. Like, he just, I love it, man.
It was very cool to see him be that humble. You know, he was
He wasn't like humble. He was just being real. Like, he's just being a person.
Willows.
I got you.
Oh.
Not retarded.
Oh, maybe.
I'm talking about a podcast, not listening to directions.
So
we're back.
That was day two.
Yeah, day two. It was a good day, man.
Day three, we have no plans tomorrow.
Meeting Paul F. Tompkins was a nerdgasm of all nerdgasms, man. And that's my nerdgasm for this episode 34 was meeting Paul F. Tompkins. One of my true heroes in podcasting and comedy. By far.
That's cool.
Loved it.
Good.
Wish I had the balls to ask him for a picture, but you know what? Meeting him and shaking his hand was just cool.
But we were in front of the convention.
We were in front of 5,000 people.
Yeah, if we were to ask for a picture, I think it would have been okay for him to slap us.
I did with Cliffy B last year, so.
Yeah, and remember he got fucking swarmed.
Oh, he got swarmed afterwards, yeah.
Yeah, we were like, oh, let's take a picture. And then before you knew it, like, I wish he could have looked at us and just, like, shook his head, like, you fuckers. Yeah.
Well, and the thing is I saw him twice that day, and when I saw him the second time, Cliffy B, you know, I asked for the picture, and he was just about me, and then you jumped in and asked some guy to take a picture, and shit just got out of control.
Dude, if you see the producer of Gears of War, you gotta get a fucking picture with him.
I did, and you jumped in on my, glory.
Oh, fuck that shit.
Jumped in on my glory.
God damn it. fucking attention whore. It's only my glory. It's
you're
no one else's.
Attention whore.
It's only my glory.
You wouldn't let me have a moment with one of my heroes in gaming by myself.
Oh, my God. Everyone can't be your hero.
I have heroes in gaming. I have heroes in comedy. I have heroes in movies.
You have heroes in
sports.
Construction.
Yeah.
You have heroes in fucking
waiters. I have heroes of valet services. I have heroes in car dealerships, all right?
All right.
It's what I do.
We'll be recording again tomorrow night, guys.
3.3 coming out. 35.3.
Steffi Geek Up, episode 34.98.
No. Turn it off.
Come on.
We'll record our next point.
This is going to be going in the podcast.
We're going to record 34.3 on our way home from this moment, not at this moment, because Matt will start. start slurring his words.
It's 7:15 p.m.
Another reason why?
We're seeing the Serenity screen at 9, and we're at Tivoli's Bar in San Diego, and we're each about 6 beers down. So how are you feeling today, Matt?
The fact that I'm listening to The Cure and smiling means I need to not record right now. Just saying.
No option. Favorite part of Comic-Con so far today?
So far today, I got to play Wonderful 101 as well as Bayonetta 2. Both amazing fucking games.
My favorite part's the spear.
Yeah, very good part as well. Yeah, this Stella is treating me very well. I appreciate it. We're here with a special guest.
Nick Fury.
Nick Fury.
Nick Fury is on our podcast right now. Say hi, Nick.
Yo, what up?
Hey, Nick Fury's here. Nick, what was your favorite part of Comic-Con so far?
My absolute favorite part of Comic-Con was running into every single Avenger at one point, taking a photo with them, especially female Thor.
Sounds legit. I ain't gonna argue with that. So we probably should stop this recording because this isn't the right time, right?
Not at all.
All right.
Done.
Just an update for the podcast. I just got so dissed by Ric Flair.
Special guest Ric Flair.
Hey, Ric Flair, you got something to say for my podcast?
I've got everything to say. San Diego Comic-Con is like WrestleMania because Macho Man and I know
WrestleMania.
What a great main event can be. Woo!
Best podcast ever.
That was the Nature Boy.
Nature Rick Boy!
Bonkers. 20 minutes of nonsense.
Bar
party.
King of the North!
King of the North!
Welcome to Comic-Con episode 34.99996.
0.3.
We're not including
the bar episode that Kitty's going to put on here. 34.3.
Yeah, we're on the way home at Saturday night at about 11 o'clock from San Diego to San Bernardino. That's about a 2-hour drive.
No.
And this is
lovely for fusion.
This is our big wrap up.
Yeah, this is the end of episode 34.
So just to put it out there, I left the bar and I was screaming King of the North.
King of the North!
All through downtown San Diego. But I did get one person yell King of the North back.
You got two.
Did I?
Yeah.
I got two.
He was like playing Marco, like Game of Thrones Marco.
Yeah, it's like, it's nerd Marco Polo and it's screaming King of the North.
It's awesome. I highly recommend it in your hometown.
Yeah.
You're watching over the bar.
Yeah. It was funny because there was a bunch of people everywhere and everyone was like, what the fuck is this guy with a Luigi hat doing?
You have screaming, my Luigi hat on.
Screaming King of the North through downtown San Diego.
My Luigi hat.
Luigi.
Luigi is the King of the North.
Luigi is the King of the North.
And then we got on the trolley, and I was pumped that I convinced my part of the trolley to start singing Sweet Caroline.
I was very jealous. Yeah. I was really jealous right there.
And then every time someone would get off the tram, we'd all go, bye!
I want you guys to say, one, two, get off!
It was like the funnest trolley ride home ever. Anyways, enough about our fun night, which was fun.
Great day.
Matt.
Great day.
What cool happened today for you?
I got to play Bayonetta 2 and Wonderful 101 at the Nintendo booth. And it was amazing. It really was. Also got a couple of awesome trinkets from the con, which I'm super excited about as well. Wonderful 101. Amazing game. Complete chaos. But as long as you get the hold of it, it's actually a fun, really fun game. I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed that controlled chaos that the Wonderful 101 is. It was awesome. Bayonetta 2, it's just more of the same. Personally, just more of the same, except Bayonetta has short hair. So don't really expect anything new from that franchise as far as I'm concerned. At the demo, they didn't show me anything new at the demo, but you know what? Bayonetta's awesome. She's pretty hot. And I got to take pictures with the girl modeled after Bayonetta, which was pretty hot. So, I'm in.
Alright. Well, sorry guys, I'm trying to stay awake. It's getting rough right now.
You're not doing great.
I'm sorry, I'm boring you to death.
No, you're not boring me to death. It's
Beetlejuice.
It's been a long day, man.
I wish we had Nick Fury to keep you guys company.
Man, oh my God. We met Nick Fury, and he was the most cool, awkward guy ever.
Yeah.
He claims that he got to go on the panel at Comic-Con with the S.H.I.E.L.D. cast and take pictures with them. I'm calling shenanigans on that whole
thing. I'm calling bullshit.
Like, really? I mean,
he said, I made it into the hall, and I was walking back to the exit, and all of a sudden they're like, Nick Fury, get on stage, Nick Fury. It's like, oh, wow, no, stop it.
Yeah, I mean...
And you know what? I hope to find out on YouTube and he be on it and he proves us wrong. But
I might have maybe leaned over to that a little if he was actually dressed up a little more.
Oh, he's in blue jeans.
All he had was the coat and an eye patch.
He had blue jeans and black gloves. That's all he was doing.
So I went to the Xbox One panel. I played a ton of different Xbox games. The first notable one I played was Rise for the Xbox One with the Roman soldiers and shit.
What do you think?
It was...
Call of Duty? Roman Warfare? No, it wasn't even close.
I'm going to say God of War, Roman Warfare, but not as God of War-y.
All right, I'm in.
It was... I don't know, man. Like, the graphics were good, but personally, I don't really feel like it was nothing I haven't seen before. And then the fighting felt, in my opinion, kind of clunky. But then what really pissed me off is that every time you try to do a killing blow on someone, it'd be a quick time event.
Oh.
Which means hit Y, yeah, hit A, head chopped off. You know, hit X, hit B, head chopped off, whatever.
Quick time events.
And that really ruined it for me. I mean, I didn't even finish the whole demo. I put it down because that was...
Gotcha.
You know, it's never good when someone's putting down your game before the demo's over. But it's got potential. I just think it needs to take out a lot of those quick time events. And it's retardedly linear. It is super linear. So it's like, you don't have choice. You don't know where you can go, you know?
So basically it's Gears of War, Roman soldier style.
Yeah, pretty much. Minus the whole gun thing.
Well, that's why I said Roman soldier style.
Yeah.
Except you just saw anybody at the shoulders with his fucking chain axe.
You know what? Not that I've seen so far.
All right. Done and done. Sorry for the F-bomb.
I'm trying to figure out where I'm at right now.
You were talking about games you played at Xbox panel.
Yes.
And... You not only did you go play the Xbox game at the Xbox panel, but there was a couple you really despised of.
There was some I despised of.
Yeah, so I said you despised
them. Oh,
What were the ones you despised?
Just that guy, sorry.
Give us a little handy rant on what you despised, didn't
you? Oh, it made me mad.
Because I know you despised.
This game was called, Oh, shit.
He doesn't even know what it was called, but I know what he despised. More than anything, this man despised the lines at the Nintendo booth. He hated on me for it.
Oh, I hated those, that's for sure.
They were big. They were nasty lines. They sucked. The problem is, you know what? I figured out why Comic-Con does not do well with video game companies. Their demos take too long. Their demos are 10 minutes.
Yeah, cut that shit off, man.
God damn, do four minutes. Do 4 minutes a game. That's all we need is 4 minutes a game.
Not even that, sure.
Just do a Rayman Legends at Best Buy, play an awesome song as you play through it, and we're done.
Yeah,
What was your highlights of the day, Kenny?
I'm trying to think. I'm sorry, guys. I'm fucking out of it. Kenny don't drink beer like he used to.
Kenny, highlights of the day.
Kenny's sleepy.
Did you like to go to the Blizzard booth and get your plushie?
Oh, yeah. I got a Zergling plushie that morphs into a Bangling.
Dude, that's sick.
Comic-Con exclusive.
Yeah, it's a great little plushie. People enjoy it very much. I like it. I think it's a cool plushie, dude. I think it's a cool, like, morphing plushie. I like it.
I got two... two Rooster Teeth shirts.
Yeah, you got two Rooster Teeth t-shirts, dude. You're one, some of your favorite podcasts. You got t-shirts. Cool.
And then I got a t-shirt from Aperture Science Booth, too.
Aperture Science.
That says, "How are you doing? Because I'm a potato." And that just made my day.
And you also got, you got Dexter fans.
Dismissive wink towards that.
That shit was awful. Game of Thrones, best grab bag of the year by far, for sure. They did it again.
You know what? No, this one I had last year was a little better because they had that pewter keychain in there.
Boo. Who cares about a keychain? Only Kenny, because he cares. So we really didn't have that long a day at the convention. I mean, I bought some stuff, Kenny bought some stuff. We just kind of explored the floor. There was nothing really big or anything going crazy. But what I really want to say is thank you guys so much for tuning in. This Comic-Con 2013 was killer. I told you I met Paul F. Tompkins last night, I'm sure. Today, who did we see today? We saw Chris Metzen!
Oh, shit! Chris Metzen, the man, the myth, the legend.
One of the vice presidents at Blizzard, Chris Metzen. Got to shake the man, the Blizzard legend himself.
The dude was walking down the hallway, and Matt was like, "Oh my god, dude, that's Chris Metzen."
And I couldn't even think of his name. I was like, "It's the legend of Blizzard, Kenny." And he turns around and goes, "Hey, I'm Chris." And I was like, "It's Chris Metzen."
And then I shook his hand, and I just kept going, "But legend,
and
you're a legend."
And he's like, "Thanks, guys." I had to tell him as he's walking away. I go, "I knew your name. I knew your name." I embarrassed myself. I almost wanted to cry in front of Chris Metzen because I just could not think of his name. I had to tell him, like, "Kenny, it's the legend of Blizzard." And he's like, "Hey, my name's Chris." Like, maybe he's just that much of a rock star, but damn it, I loved seeing him shaking his hand, saying hello. He asked for our names. Like, I was so pumped.
That was way cool. Chris Metzen was a genuine.
Loved Chris Metzen.
Genuine guy.
Genuine great guy, man. Any costumes that you saw today that you really loved, Kenny? Are you sure? We just saw a guy at the bar that was...
Oh, Rick Flair! Yeah, so me and Matt were getting drunk at the bar. And
no, what are you talking about? No one got drunk. We're driving right now, Kenny. No one's drunk while you're driving. That's impossible.
I'm drunk, so.
Okay, Matt Casillas is not everybody. Do not ever think Matt would ever do that to some other people in this world. Rick Flair!
It was funny because 10 minutes before he walked by,
we were talking about
I was screaming, "Woo!" and thought I was Ric Flair. And then, lo and behold, the real fucking legit Ric Flair. And you know, cosplaying's great, but this guy, like, really, like, studied Ric Flair. Like, he knew how to fucking talk like him.
He had all the great answers.
He knew how to challenge you to wrestling matches.
He knew all the great points in Ric Flair's career. He's like, 1995. WrestleMania, Ric Flair, champion.
Woo!
Like he knew his shit. He knew his shit. And that's probably completely wrong. I'm sure 95 had nothing to do with it, but it was a great job by him.
Exactly.
And I think we're good, man. Congratulations, Kenny, on 34.3. We had a great time at Comic Con.
Oh wait, the breathalyzer test.
So the
Kenny wins.
Kenny wins. That's all I'm gonna say. If you guess the number right, Kenny will send you a note that says thank you. But other than that, good night, everybody. Have a great one. Thank you guys for supporting us.
Thanks for coming, guys.
Find us on SyphirGeekUp.com, SYGU
podcast
at Facebook, SyphirGeekUp on Twitter, and SyphirGeekUp on Instagram. Thank you guys. Have a great one. Enjoy your night.
And,
I love you.
Sorry for the bad quality, guys, but gotta do what you guys do.
SyphirGeekUp!
King of the night!
All of us, except the ones who are dead. But there's no sense crying over every mistake. You just keep on trying till you run out of cake. And the science gets done and you make a neat plan for the people who are still